Well, today is the feast day of St. Martha, the sister of Lazarus and the sister of Mary. These were three of the Lord's closest friends. The Lord would often spend time at their house because they lived just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. And when the Lord would go to visit Jerusalem, if any non-resident of Jerusalem had to leave the city, they could not stay or inside the city walls overnight. So they had to leave the city and they would go out either to the Garden of Olives or to the Mount of Olives. The Garden of Gethsemane is where many people would sleep during the night, or they would go visit friends. And so since Martha and Mary and Lazarus only lived 2 miles outside, that's where the Lord would always stay when he went to visit them. And I'm sure our Blessed Mother was good friends of them as well and would have often stayed with Mary, Martha and Lazarus as well at their house. Lazarus was a very wealthy man, and so he and his sisters had a beautiful home and were well taken care of and took great care of the Lord, and I'm sure our Blessed Mother as well. She would have stayed there around the time of the crucifixion, around the time of the resurrection. That's always been the tradition. And they were known for their hospitality. That's why St. Martha, who we honor today, she is the patron saint of innkeepers, the patron saint of those who run hotels or bed and breakfasts, those who are homemakers. She's also the patron saint of cooks and chefs. And I think we can call her the patron saint of worriers, or the patron saint of those who struggle with worry and anxiety, because St. Martha had to be lovingly reprimanded by the Lord when he said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and it shall not be taken from her." See, that occurred when the Lord showed up to have maybe a lunch or a dinner with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And it could be the Lord's fault, because wherever the Lord went, he brought 12 apostles with him. So imagine not only showing up yourself to have lunch, but imagine bringing 12 hungry fishermen with you. Of course, Martha was overwhelmed. And so Martha is in the kitchen. She's working hard, trying to provide a nice meal, but she gets upset. She gets upset that her sister Mary is not helping. Where is Mary? Mary is sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to his wisdom, listening to the words of the Lord. That's why St. Augustine, St. Gregory and St. Thomas Aquinas always used Martha and Mary as examples of the active life and the contemplative life. Mary represents the contemplative life in the church, Martha the active life of service. And notice they both became saints, one through sitting at the Lord's feet, the other through serving the Lord. And so Martha gets angry and upset, says, "Lord, tell her to help me." And then the Lord has to lovingly remind her, "Don't be anxious, don't be upset, but there is only one thing necessary, and that is to be close to the Lord." And Martha was, you know, obviously loved the Lord. She wanted to serve him through providing a good meal for him and the apostles, but she was missing out on the best part of spending time with the Lord, listening to his words in reflection and in prayer. And so he said, one thing is necessary, and that is to be close to the Lord and to listen to him and sit at his feet. In fact, there was a book I read recently. I try to read about 100 books a year. And one of the books I read, a lot of them are on business, management, sales, as well as spirituality, apologetics and scripture. But it's a very good book called The One Thing by a man named Philip Keller. It's been on the New York Times bestsellers list for quite a while. It's all about setting priorities and time management. It's an excellent book. It's called The One Thing. Yeah, I think you would enjoy it. It's a very easy read. But in there, it talks about in life, you have many different things that pull at you for your time. But you have first to set your priorities and always ask yourself, what is the one thing that is most important to do today? What is the one thing that is most important in raising children? What is the one thing to do to have a happy marriage? What is the one thing to do to to get to heaven. Just always ask yourself that question. What is the one thing that is most important? And make sure you're doing that one thing. Then all other things will come in their proper place, in their proper order. So today we honor a great saint. And she did become a great saint. Notice the first time we see her, she's anxious and worried. But the last time we see her in Scripture is after her brother Lazarus had died. And she runs out to meet the Lord. Mary, like she does, is sitting at home. But notice Martha is much more at peace. And she's much more willing to accept the will of God. She says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus says, your brother will rise. And Martha is filled with confidence. It says, I know he will rise in the resurrection the last day. Then Jesus reminds her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live forever. Do you believe this? And look at Martha's response. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. So Martha had great faith, and she trusted and believed that the Lord would take care of her brother. And even though he had been dead for 4 days, Jesus raised him from the dead.